USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is expected to announce as early as next week it will send to Ukraine long-range rocket systems Kyiv says are necessary to fight off the Russian onslaught in the Donbass region. Texas police are admitting they made a mistake during the elementary school classroom massacre. Texas Department of Public Safety Director Stephen McGraw is saying the police decided not to go in because they mistakenly believed it was a barricade situation and there were no students alive. He says there are still unanswered questions about the timeline that they are investigating.
The 911 operators were aware that the children were alive in that classroom. Why weren't officers notified of that? And if that's the case, why didn't they take action?
The mass shooting continued for an hour until a tactical team arrived and shot and killed the suspect. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Dr. Mehmet Oz is declaring victory in Pennsylvania's Republican U.S. Senate nomination race. Trump-backed Oz making the announcement over social media, even though a full recount is underway with his primary opponent, David McCormick.
I am blessed to have earned the presumptive Republican nomination for the United States Senate.
Trump previously urging Oz to declare victory in the primary, saying if he didn't, he would be cheated out of a chance to win. All 67 of Pennsylvania's counties must start their recount by June 1st. Ukrainian President Zelensky wants the governments of Western nations to impose tougher sanctions on Moscow to end its war on Ukraine. In a late-night address Thursday, Zelensky saying the ongoing destruction and death could be stopped if what he called the powers that be did not play around with Russia but really pressed to end the war. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
President Biden addresses graduates at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, while Russian forces continue to invade Ukraine. The president saying Russian President Vladimir Putin is overseeing a brutal war in Ukraine.
Not only is he trying to take over Ukraine, he's literally trying to wipe out the culture and identity of the Ukrainian people. Attacking schools, nurseries, hospitals, museums, with no other purpose.
Actor Johnny Depp is suing his ex-wife, Amber Heard, for defamation after she claimed to be a victim of domestic abuse in a 2018 published opinion article. At the courthouse in Fairfax, Virginia on Friday, Depp's attorney, Camille Vasquez, urges the jury to find Heard responsible.
When Mr. Depp brought this case for defamation, Ms. Heard went all in. She spun a story of shocking, overwhelming, brutal abuse. She came into this courtroom prepared to give the performance of her life, and she gave it.
That trial now in the hands of the jury. The busy holiday travel weekend is well underway, and for those taking to the skies, at least one airline is bracing for a possible travel nightmare. Delta is cutting summer flights starting this Memorial Day. The company reporting COVID issues, staffing shortages, and weather will likely cause many disruptions. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.